Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I'm going to now be speaking now to Hada Sela, BBC specialist at the Committee for Accuracy in Middle East Reporting and Analysis, and that is understanding the perimeters of being the permit of being a journalist in a war zone. Why is Israel constantly accused of targeting journalists? We're then going to move on to Dr. Mordechai Kedar, and Israeli scholar and Arab culture and of Arab culture, and a lecturer at Bar Ilan University. Let's cross now to our guest. Hadar, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
It's absolutely wonderful to have you on to ask these very, very important questions, because I suppose the question in its own right is, if we ask, is Israel being targeted unfairly by journalists in the war zone? Why are we accused of targeting journalists? The response from journalists can be, well, why are you saying you're being accused incorrectly? So let's break it down. What is the situation, and with Israel being constantly accused of targeting journalists?
Well, I think a recent very interesting example, which was reported by the BBC, is the case of Amal Khalil, who was killed last week in southern Lebanon. She was a journalist with Al-Akhbar, which is a Hezbollah-linked newspaper. Its editor is actually an advisor for Hezbollah officials. She went into a zone beyond the yellow line, where mm-hmm. the IDF is operating in southern Lebanon. It's an area that has been given very, very recent and previous evacuation notices. In other words, she was in an area where she knew that the IDF was operating, and she knew that people weren't supposed to go into that area. She was also accompanied by two Hezbollah terrorists.
Right.
The BBC's reporting made no mention of any of those facts. And so the picture that the BBC presents is Israel is targeting journalists.
Right.
Now, the word targeting is very significant here. As we know, journalists get killed in war zones. It's a very unfortunate fact of life. But there's a big difference between journalists being killed and journalists being targeted. But that targeting narrative is part of the framing that is being presented. And from that, people, and it's not just the BBC by any stretch of the imagination, can go on to the next stage of the framing, which is war crimes.
Right.
And I just actually saw last night that there is a Sunday Times journalist called Christina Lamb, who is now urging the establishment of a task force to investigate crimes against journalists. Now, the whole question here lies actually on the word targeting.
Right,
and,
yes.
And that's the point that people aren't giving enough thought to. We saw at the end of March, we saw another BBC report about the journalist Ali Shoaib, who worked for Al-Manar, which is actually a Hezbollah-owned media mm-hmm. outlet. And he was killed together with two other journalists. One of them was Mohammed Fatouni and his sister Fatima, who both worked for Al-Mayadeen, which is, again, a Hezbollah-affiliated media outlet. So my question is, first of all, why aren't the members of the public being told, when evidence emerges, as it often does, mm-hmm. About people's journalists' links to terrorist organizations or to terrorist sympathetic or terrorist owned media outlets, people in the West at least are not being told about these links adequately?
Right. Are we seeing that these journalists, or I suppose we could discuss what really is what is a journalist? What does that term cover? What makes one a legitimate journalist? But are these journalists, do you feel, perhaps putting themselves in harm's way with potentially the view to, you know, losing their lives, being martyred as a way of a propaganda against Israel and against the IDF?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you're traveling in a car behind two Hezbollah terrorists in a war zone, then obviously you're putting yourself in danger. Mm. And I don't think there's anything more clear than that. So, you know, I mean, the target of that strike that killed Amal Khalil was apparently not Amal Khalil. It was the two Hezbollah terrorists that she was traveling with. So obviously people are putting themselves in danger. I think we also need to sort of ask some serious questions about what is a journalist.
Yes.
Because we've seen this, the same narrative previously in the Gaza Strip. And we've seen, again, very, very large amounts of coverage from the BBC about Israel targeting journalists, Israel killing journalists. And in recent weeks, especially, it's even been known before. At the end of last year, the ITIC, the Meiramit Intelligence Center, put out a report of all the journalists that had been killed up to that date. And 60% of them were linked to terrorist organizations. In recent weeks, Hamas and the Islamic Jihad have started putting out mourning notices for people killed in the last 2.5 years. And an incredible amount of the people described as journalists were actually Hamas or PIJ operatives. So you've got these people moonlighting as journalists. And then you've got this this horror and disbelief from the Western media that journalists are being killed. And my main question is, why are Western journalists not concerned by the abuse of their profession by terrorist organizations? And why are Western journalists legitimizing media outlets that are connected to or sympathetic to terrorist organizations? Because that's part of the war today. The information war is no less important than the actual action on the ground and the war on the ground. And I'm finding it very, very disturbing that Western journalists aren't calling this out.
Because, you know, if you look at it very simply, what journalistic work, what published work have the people that have been killed done over the last years or decades and so on? You know, what can you look back at? High school magazine, university newspaper, known publications where there's a track record and a history of being a journalist? Or is it something that's just been taken on in the last year or two to gain access to the war zones and then potentially become part of the propaganda by being by being killed in an active war zone? And as you said, you know, what is the reason that journalists are not standing up for their profession?
That's a very good question. And I think that's the main question in this story. You know, some of the people who've been killed, particularly in Gaza, we have a lot of information because it's been a longer period of time. Let's be perfectly honest. Anybody can put on a press vest and anybody can photograph. Everybody's got a camera in their pocket these days. Anybody can photograph anything and anybody can describe themselves as a journalist. Some of the people who've been killed are legitimate or real journalists. Mm. But the question is, if you're a journalist, if you're a real journalist, why are you working for a Hezbollah newspaper? Why are you working for a Hamas television station?
Right.
And if you are, then you're part of the terrorist structure, and you have to be aware of that.
And I think also, how successful has this form of propaganda against Israel, this form of reporting by the BBC and other news agencies, in swaying the public against Israel and against the IDF?
Tremendously, tremendously. I think it's having a really dramatic effect. And I think it's also important to point out that we're not seeing it just in the field of journalists. We're seeing again reports about Israel killing medical staff. Mm. Again, often without context, without any sort of background. I just put up a post this morning about a BBC report from last Thursday, in which they reported that a first responder for the Gaza Civil Defence Team had been killed last Thursday, I think it was, in a strike in Gaza. 2 days later, it was revealed that the guy who the BBC had described as a first responder, which sounds very noble, is actually a Hamas terrorist who invaded Israel on October 7th. And he was in a car together with two more terrorists. Mm. So the context here is really, really important. And people in the West aren't getting that. And we're seeing journalists, Western journalists, who are more interested in promoting a narrative rather than in promoting facts, which is very sad for the profession as a whole.
Absolutely. Or protecting their profession. Really, really sad to see, but it is what we have to deal with. And I suppose for those of us outside of Israel, it's part of our responsibility to educate ourselves, to get the correct news, the good news, to counter these arguments and these statements that are being made in whatever way that we can. Hadar, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. It was wonderful to chat with you. That was Hadar Sella, BBC specialist at Committee for Accuracy in the Middle East, reporting and analysis.